All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimms' Uncanny Valley. We are back with Lust Theory. This wouldn't have been a great show yesterday because I had some issues going on. I couldn't see my cursor, and I still am kind of under the weather. So, you'll just have to bear with me. I mean, look, I do this for years. Every once in a while around the winter time, I get sick. It's part of life. So, you'll just have to deal with my voice not being, like, amazing. But we'll make it. So, where are we at? I'm pretty sure there wasn't anything else to do with Jessica's story that I can think of. Alright. Should be in the locker room at noon. Answer the phone in your room in the morning. But I thought, okay, we'll try this then. And it says now that she'll be in the locker room at noon. Okay. So it's noon. Let's go to the town map. Shit, sorry. Now let's see if I can get more out of this conversation than last time. She looks different. Did she change her makeup?
What are you doing here?
I wanted to ask you something. If I play this right, I might get to touch her boobs.
Yeah? What?
About the party.
Let me stop you right there.
Huh?
First, I'll need your help with this.
Wow. Gotta be careful not to get an erection too soon, or it'll go to her head and she won't let me touch her boobs. But I can't help it, they look so good.
Are they too small?
They seem okay. I need to think about something disgusting.
Angle.
Not sure.
You're not sure?
I mean,
if I let you touch them, would that help?
Are you sure? Zoe slowly prowls towards you. Placing your hand on her breast.
There.
It worked.
And? Stop that. They're sensitive.
Sorry, was I too rough?
No. They're just sensitive. And it tickles a bit.
They're nice.
You really think so?
Yeah.
Thanks.
No problem.
Okay. You can let go now.
Oh, sorry.
No need to.
Her eyes move down towards your crotch.
Oh my. That bulge on his pants looks so big. I had no idea he was that hung. Well, thanks for the opinion.
Zoe puts her bra back on.
Anyways, I'm gonna go take a shower and go for a swim. Wanna join me in the shower?
Is she joking again, or?
And will you join me?
Yes.
I'm just messing with you.
Great.
Oh, and thanks for the confidence boost.
Sorry about that. No problem, enjoy the swim. Bye. It never gets old giving her a little confidence boost.
Bye-bye.
You exit the girl's locker room. I still can't believe she let me touch her boob. Maybe I should try not answering the phone in the morning and ask her to the party myself. I wonder what effect that'll have. Well, Okay. Yeah, good morning to you too, dipshit car. Alright. Not answering her call in the morning. Right into the locker room. Alright.
Oh!
Shit, sorry.
What are you doing here?
I wanted to ask you something.
Yeah? What?
I heard there's a party tomorrow, and I was wondering if you'd be interested in going with me.
Are you asking me on a date?
Yeah. If you want to, of course. No pressure.
Yes, I'll go with you.
Do you actually want to go with me, or is it because of something else? Or better said, someone else.
What? What are you talking about?
Nothing.
What? What are you talking about?
Nothing.
I want to go with you.
That's a strange response. I thought she only wanted to go with me because of that guy she has a crush on. She probably responded this way because she's embarrassed to talk about it. And since I asked her out, she doesn't need to explain.
Hey!
Huh? Sorry, I got lost in my thoughts.
You don't have to take this date too seriously. We've been friends since, like, forever.
I knew it. Still in the friend zone. I won't if you won't.
Fine by me. But one question. Do you find me attractive?
She really has some confidence issues. I don't know, like you said, we've been friends since, like, forever.
Why did you ask me out on a date, then?
I'm not sure. It'd be lame if I showed up alone. But if I show up with a hot chick, I'd get some more popularity points.
Not sure if I should take it as a compliment or an insult. I'm not an escort, you know.
But if you were, you'd be a really hot one, haha.
Okay, I'll take it as a compliment.
You should, to be honest. You're one of the hottest girls I know.
One of the hottest?
Uh-oh. Now she's fighting for supremacy.
Which one is the hottest, then, in your opinion?
Uh-oh.
Who the hell is that?
Jessica.
Jessica? She's your...
Oh,
Jessica?
Whoops. Megan.
Megan? She's your... You know?
The cosplay girl.
Who the hell is that?
You don't know her?
No.
She moved here a few weeks ago. Blonde hair, into cosplay, as the name says, haha.
Oh. That slut.
Uh-oh. Why is she a slut?
She dresses like one.
And that makes her a slut?
Why don't you ask her to the party then?
I might have fucked up. Because I wanted to go with you.
You can go with her.
Ooh. She's mad. Definitely fucked up.
You can go with her.
I was just joking. I wanted to see your reaction.
And what was my reaction?
Shit. I don't know. You seemed a little jealous.
Jealous? Me? Ha! Not even for a moment.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Okay. I struck a nerve, it seems. Man, that's like nerve Evangelion. That's the wrong way to spell nerve.
But you still didn't answer my question.
Who's the hottest girl I know? I have to say Margot Robbie. Let's see. Hold on. Damn it. My phone is on the other side. Not Kate Upton. I'm not big into her. I'm not big into Kendall Jenner. Margot Robbie's about hot in everything she does. I think if DP was here, he'd agree, too. I'm not big into Like, I like the Kim Kardashian look, but I don't like Kim Kardashian. But Margot Robbie and Barbie, wow. She was fucking hot. She was a hot Barbie. So let's go with Margot Robbie.
She's hot, I guess.
Okay, fine. I'm not gonna simp for her. I still remember when I first saw her naked in Wolf of Wall Street. I still ain't seen that movie, and everybody tells me, Grim, it's a good movie. You need to go sit down and watch Wolf of Wall Street. I guarantee the fact that I just fucking said this right now, somebody's going to comment, Grim, what the hell do you mean you haven't seen Wolf of Wall Street? It's a good movie even aside from Margot Robbie. I'm going to have to fucking watch that damn movie. Y'all going to have me watch that for the end of the year. And then I saw her naked again and again, and oh, how hot her British tea was. Good lord now, sir, you're really piling it on.
Ew, I don't want to know the details, please. Okay, seriously.
You are.
What?
Seriously, you're the hottest girl I know.
You're just saying that.
I'm serious.
I don't believe you.
I never told you because I didn't want to ruin our friendship. I've known you for so long and we've been such good friends, I didn't want to put that at risk. I'm so full of shit.
Is he trying to friendzone me?
Ooh, shit.
Oh no, you won't.
Oh shit.
If that really is the case, what do you think of them?
Mind if I touch them? I can give you a better opinion.
Go ahead. I don't mind. I won't let you friend zone me.
Zoe lets out a soft moan. Oh?
Someone's handsy today.
You massage your boobs a little.
I can't help it. They're so sensitive. This is making me wet. I should stop this or I'll get too horny.
Zoe moves a few steps back and rests her back against the locker. Okay. Okay, there we go.
So, what's your expert opinion?
You move a few steps closer to Zoe, standing right in front of her. In one fell swoop, you remove your pants together with the boxers.
Oh, my.
I thought I'd show you what I think. I wonder how she's gonna react.
You're so big. I knew he was big from when I accidentally saw when we were kids. This is the first time I've seen it erect. I never thought you were so big.
Want to touch it? This went much better than expected. I thought she'd freak out.
Yes.
I didn't expect this answer for sure. Zoe pokes at the tip of your dick with her finger. It's like, do you want to touch it? She's like, okay, let me tap it right here, just to make sure it's real.
It's so... Do I really have that effect on you?
As you can see, you do.
Can I grab it?
Sure.
Wow. It's so hard. And heavy. My pussy is dripping wet.
Well, okay, that happened. She starts slowly jerking it. This is awesome.
Mind if I get down on my knees? I want to see it up close.
Now, bet she does. I don't mind. Am I going to get a blowjob? Zoe gets down on her knees, not letting go of your cock, examining it with her eyes.
Wow, it's so pretty.
I've gotten that compliment before. She continues moving her hand slowly along your cock while looking up directly into your eyes.
I still can't believe how hard it is. I wonder what it tastes like.
As she says those words, you can feel cum building up in your balls. You're about to burst. She strokes your cock one more time. Oh, fuck. Suddenly, cum starts gushing out of your penis. The first shot landing on Zoe's face. You continue spraying her face with your hot cum. Zoe sits there in shock, not believing her best friend just came all over her.
This was unexpected.
Sorry, I can't believe I came on her face.
And that was fast.
Sorry, I don't know what happened. She looks so fucking hot covered in cum.
Premature ejaculation. I think that's how it's called. Such a shame he came so fast. Who knows what else could have happened? You should work on that. Or at least, you know, give out a warning. I barely touched you.
Oh, that is a problem. Yeah, I don't know what came over me. She does. Zoe stands up, cum dripping from her face.
Nothing came over you, but you definitely came over me.
That was funny. Wait, you're not mad?
Nope. I'll take this as a compliment.
Huh?
It didn't even take a minute you came, so I must have been doing something right. Mr. Minuteman.
Uh-oh. Oh, that was bad. Ha ha ha.
I like that nickname. Mr. Minuteman. It has a ring to it.
Oh, shit.
I think that's what I'll call you from now on, Mr. Minuteman.
Real funny, and no, you won't. The day will reset and you'll have no clue what happened.
Don't you like your new nickname?
I gotta go. I'll show her, Mr. Minuteman. And it'd be like Mr. One Hour Man.
See you tomorrow, Mr. Minuteman.
Just goes to show you, you could have a Hercules cock, and if you just... less than a minute, you'll be a Minuteman forever, Mr. Minute. You quickly get dressed and exit the girls' locker room. Holy shit, she actually jacked me off. What the hell would have happened if I didn't come so quickly? Only one way to find out. Sexual experience plus one. Well, that did not go as we expected. Can't believe Zoe jacked me off. I wonder what else could have happened if I didn't come so quickly. I should try talking to her again after class. Okay, we'll try that. That's the bathroom. There's nobody in here. It's the teacher's lounge. Whoops. I mean, you can... Buddy old chap is rather loud, isn't it? Okay. To try talking to her again after class. Okay. So, what, the afternoon? Or... It's a little confusing because I didn't see her. It wouldn't be evening. That's her in the first part. There's nothing here. A School is closed. They will not let you in the school. Okay, so evening isn't it. It's weird I say after class, right? And you try to talk to her after class. Oh, okay. Maybe you have to attend classes. Hold on. We'll do this one more time. Yeah, a lot of them are repeating, so there's no need to do that. All right. That's not her. It's Megan. You nervously open the door, knowing what's about to happen. Walking in, you forget to close the door behind you, doing everything the same until the part where you move a few steps closer to Zoe, now standing right in front of her. In one fell swoop, you remove your pants together with your boxers. I thought I'd show you what I think. I remember how scared I was, how she reacted last time.
You're so big. I knew he was big from what I accidentally saw when we were kids. But this is the first time I've seen it erect. I never thought you were so big.
Want to touch it? She did then, and she should now.
Yes.
As expected, and she taps it. It's like, she's scared. It's like, what is that thing?
It's so... Do I really have that effect on you?
As you can see, you do.
Can I grab it?
Sure, okay. Get ready, Grim.
Wow. It's so hard. And heavy. My pussy is dripping wet.
She slowly starts jerking it. This is still awesome.
Mind if I get down on my knees? I want to see it up close.
I don't mind. Hopefully I get a blowjob this time. Zoe gets down on her knees, not letting go of your cock, examining it with her eyes.
Wow. It's so pretty.
She continues moving her hand slowly along your cock while looking up directly into your eyes.
I still can't believe how hard it is. I wonder what it tastes like.
And again, as she says those words, you can feel cum building up in your balls. Fuck, I have to control myself, but it's so hard. Look at her. She looks so excited with my cock in her hand.
You mind?
Huh?
If I lick it?
Gulp, gulp. No, not at all. That is, if you want to lick it, sure, go ahead.
You're so funny when you're nervous. Relax.
Yep. Animations are pretty good compared to what they were years ago. Back in the old 3D sex villa days, where everybody looked like they were on the PlayStation 2. Okay.
What? You don't like it?
No, I like it too much. That's the problem. I thought I was ready for this.
You do?
Oh, fuck, yes! Zoe feels her cock contracting in her hand.
Are you about to...
Before she can finish her sentence, the first string of your hot sticky cum lands on her face. Oof!
Cum.
Out of nowhere, Megan walks into the locker room.
Zoe! What the...
In shock, you quickly turn around towards Megan. With your cock still spraying cum. Oh no! Your cum lands on Megan's pants. Ugh! For a second, all three of you just stand there in shock. With your cum slowly oozing down Megan's leg and Zoe's face.
What the actual fuck is going on here?
What are you doing here? Ain't you supposed to be in the sex shop buying a dildo?
What? How do you know about that?
Shit, I shouldn't have said that.
Zoe, how could you? I didn't tell him anything, I promise. How could you do this? He's my... Sorry, I didn't know you come and... You make me sick, both of you.
Megan storms off, but not without showing us what she looks like nude.
Shit.
Yeah, I'd better go talk to her. I didn't expect she'd be this heartbroken.
Yeah. How did you know about the dildo?
Sorry, I gotta go. A magician never tells his secrets. Without saying another word, you quickly get dressed and hurry back home. She's not in the living room. She's probably in her room then. You arrive at Megan's door. Okay, here goes nothing. You open the door, but there's no one inside. Where the hell is she? You hear a movement in the bathroom behind you. Oh, now I get it. She probably went to the bathroom to cry. This only confirms she really does have feelings for me. You open the door.
Hey!
Whoops, sorry.
Heard of knocking?
Ahaha, never.
Stop staring and close the door.
Oh, yeah, sure, sorry. You close the door. I'll just wait here until you're finished.
Why?
We need to talk.
What?
We need to talk.
I can't hear you from the shower. We can talk when I'm done.
Okay, she doesn't sound that heartbroken, but she's probably just trying to act tough in front of me.
You don't have to stand there in front of the door like a doofus. I'll come to your room.
Okay. She probably doesn't want to hear her. She probably doesn't want me to hear her cry. You go to your room, sit on your bed, and wait for Megan. Poor Megan, crying in the shower. Now I feel bad for her. Around 15 minutes later, Megan opens the door and walks in, wrapped in a towel. Damn, is she naked under that? Yeah, she is. I mean, that obvious sense. She closes the door behind her. And, okay. No shit, is she gonna do what I think she's gonna do? She's gonna drop the towel and try to win me over from Zoe. Turning back towards you.
Yes?
Huh?
What do you want to talk about?
What happened in the school?
Oh, yeah, I think I overreacted a bit.
What?
Towards Zoe, that is. I'll have to go and apologize. But you still came on my leg, so I'm not apologizing to you.
Wait, what? You aren't mad that me and Zoe hooked up?
Well...
Okay. Wow!
It was a shock at first. I mean, I didn't expect it, that's for sure. Then again, she's my best friend, and she didn't tell me she felt that way towards you. So I kind of felt betrayed. But at the same time, I kind of understand why she wouldn't tell me.
Yes, I know. It's because of the dreams.
What?
You know, the dreams that you've been having.
What dreams?
You know.
No, I don't.
Oh, you know, and that's why you came in here only wearing a towel.
What are you talking about?
Okay, I'll just say it since it's so hard for you to admit it. But before I say anything, I just want to let you know that I understand why you would dream such stuff. I mean, I am kind of good looking. And just so you know, I don't judge you or think it's wrong. In fact, I even like the idea.
What? You're making absolutely no sense.
I know that you... You've been dreaming that you and I are having sex.
What? Where did you hear that? And did he say he likes the idea?
It wasn't the reaction I expected. I've heard it from a reliable source.
Well, your reliable source is not that reliable, let me tell you that.
Wait, so you were not dreaming for the past couple of months about us? You know.
No. I don't know who told you that and what ideas he or she put into your head, but it's wrong.
Why would Zoe lie about such a thing? So you weren't crying in the shower just now?
No! I was taking a shower because you came on my leg!
Oh, makes sense.
Who told you that disgusting lie?
I can't tell you. Forget I said anything.
I doubt I'll forget something like this. Wait, I came in here wrapped in a towel. Did he expect me to...
No, you'll forget, trust me.
No. No, I won't. You'll tell me later. For now, I just want to leave this room.
Megan turns around and leaves. What the fuck? Why did Zoe lie to me? I acted like a complete idiot in front of Megan. Maybe that was it. Maybe Zoe told me this because she was 100% sure that I'd never talk about it with Megan. That way I'd stop nagging her once and for all about what the big secret really is. And she'd have been right. If it was the old me and if the day didn't repeat. But wait, what's the big secret then? That Megan goes and buys the dildo? Maybe. But somehow I doubt it. Only one way to find out. I'll need to talk to Zoe again. Maybe she'll tell me if she's on her knees sucking my cock. Sexual experience plus one. Okay, so. Alright, so we can't progress with Zoe's story. Can't progress with Megan's story. We gotta go back to Jessica's story again? Go to bed and don't sleep. But we did that already. Four or five. We're almost done. Teacher's story. And the employee's story. Alright. Whoops. Sorry about that. That was me screwing up. Yeah, four or five. Alright, so, we're supposed to do Jessica's story again, so let's go back through that at night and see if we can get that to work. It says wait for the girls. After a few hours of dicking around, you finally hear the girls arrive home. Good, they're here. Now I'll just let them hang out in Jess' room for a while before I come in. Don't want to come across as some psycho by immediately barging in on them. A few minutes pass. Okay, that should be enough time. I'll just go and say hi, no big deal. Do I knock or just walk straight in? Knock?
I'm busy in here. Who is it?
It's me.
Why are you knocking on my door at this hour? Go away.
Cutting Jessica off, you hear another voice from inside her bedroom. Chloe's voice.
What are you doing? Let him in. Aren't we kind of in the middle of something? We'll have plenty of time for that. Besides, I want to see it.
The it she's referring to has got to be my dick. After a few more whispered exchanges that you couldn't quite hear, the door abruptly swings open.
Come on in.
Thought I heard another voice. Hi, I'm Grim.
Chloe, you know, I've heard quite a lot about you. Chloe.
Good things, I hope.
Oh, yes. Very good things. What did you want? We were kind of busy.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Don't apologize.
Okay.
Actually, I'm glad you're here. Don't you dare, Chloe.
I'm sure you are, but I can even guess why.
Oh, really?
Or rather, bet I can even guess why.
Oh, really? Someone's awfully confident of himself. What makes you say that?
Simple. I know a woman think.
You're a real piece of work, you know that? I kinda dig it. Okay, that's enough fun for tonight. Let's go.
Ignoring Jessica's increasing irritability, Chloe decided to challenge you.
Since you're so full of yourself, care to have a little wager?
Maybe. What exactly are we talking about?
How about this? If you can guess the reason I was glad to see you, I'll do one thing you ask me to. Within reason, of course. Stop it, Chloe. What? It's not like you'd ever guess it.
Also, even if I do, what's to stop you from just lying and saying I was wrong?
I'm a lot of things, kid. but a liar isn't one of them.
Fair enough. What if I'm wrong then?
Same thing. You do one thing I ask.
Sounds like fun. Okay, you're on.
Awesome. Okay, lay it on me. Tell me exactly why I was so eager to meet you.
Obviously, I know the answer, but I shouldn't discount the idea of purposely getting it wrong, either. Because you heard how good I was at Fortnite? From the silence, I'm guessing that wasn't it, was it?
What the fuck is a Fortnite?
Ah!
Two weeks? But that doesn't make any sense. You're not having a stroke, are you?
It's a video game, guys. A video game. Well, now it's like a bunch of worlds. There's actually guys that I would not expect to be playing this shit saying, well, they've added so many game modes that it's not just PvP anymore. And there's it's like a grown-ass fucking man now. Like, okay, now it's my turn. No, fuck you guys. Come back to the land of men. It's like, no, fuck you. I got my racing car. And it was like, oh, god damn it. We've lost him. They were good men. F's in the chat.
That's right. Of course, I've heard of it. Isn't that the one, like, 10-year-olds play?
Yes! No, a lot of older people. Unfortunately. Just forget it.
Well, either way, you're wrong.
Really? Because I couldn't tell from the blank stares on your faces when I said it.
What's important is that I won, which means you gotta do something I ask.
Like what? Because just in case, I'm telling you right now that I'm not sticking anything in my ass. And we're gonna leave it right there, folks. Just so you know. Because that's true. And that's not just this character. That's me. I've actually said this to women in real life. Just recently. Nothing goes in that area. Don't even try. Oh, but I'm sure if you gave me a little bit, I could... No! No, damn it! No means no. My safe word is pineapple, banana, aardvark, bridge, whatever. It ain't gonna happen. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out, and we will see you next time for the next exciting episode of Love's Theory. Hopefully I'll be in better shape. Stay tuned.